from space, sunlight illuminates the darkened earth. Shafts of bright light shoot up from the surface of the globe and pulsate as it spins in space. Land and blue sea become visible. In white lettering, the name Universal encircles the center of the spinning globe. Credits appear over images of a wedding invitation, a diamond ring, a bride and groom cake decoration. Universal Pictures presents a Jersey Films production. Ben Stiller, Jennifer Aniston, Philip Seymour Hoffman. Along came Polly. A dark-haired man in a tuxedo practices his vows as he strolls down a corridor into a room being prepared for a wedding reception.
I, Reuben, take you, Lisa. I, Reuben, take you, Lisa, to be my lawfully wedded wife. I do.
Reuben finds the wedding coordinator.
Hey, Lois. The room looks beautiful.
Oh, thanks. And all the candles have been replaced with these mini lamps you asked for, so now no more fire hazard.
Great. Hey, did we sanitize this thing?
Reuben! Best man is in the house!
Oh!
Oh my God!
Sandy! You okay?
Jorge, ice. The best man went down.
Yeah, it just feels like a slip and slide, dude.
I thought I told him not to wax this. 23% of the guests are over 70. I don't want anyone breaking a hip.
Oh, okay. Don't worry. I'm gonna take care of it.
All right. I analyze risk for a living. It's my job to worry.
Okay, let me do the worrying, because you gotta get married.
Right.
I'm good.
In the kitchen.
You got my note that Harry Bard at table 7 is violently allergic to seafood.
Yes, his chicken will go nowhere near the fish. We're putting the finishing touches on the cake.
This looks great. Lisa's gonna love it.
Hit me, dude.
The chef icing the cake pumps some icing directly into the burly best man's mouth.
Hey, aren't you that kid from Crocodile Tears?
That's right. From Sandy Lyle.
Man, I saw that movie in high school, that bagpipe scene. That was the funniest shit.
Yeah, good time in that picture. You want an autograph?
No, thanks. It's good to see you, man. I thought you died like 15 years ago.
Reuben looks anxiously at Sandy.
I'm very much alive, my friend. I've been doing a lot of stage acting, getting back to my roots.
Sandy, we should get going, because...
They're making an E2 Hollywood story on me, so that should clear up a lot of your questions.
So they're really doing one of those shows about your life?
Yeah, I got a camera crew following me around the next few weeks. It's gonna be huge.
Wow, it's cool.
Reuben, yeah. 2 minute warning. Lisa's on her way down.
Okay, thanks.
Look, Reuben.
Yeah.
Now, I'm asking you this because you're my oldest friend in the world.
Uh-huh.
And I'm your wingman.
Okay.
What? Are you sure you want to do this?
Sandy, there's not a doubt in my mind. Okay? I found the perfect woman. We're totally in love. My life's working out just like I planned.
Let's go get married.
At the altar, Reuben stamps on glass.
Go on, kiss each other.
Reuben and his slender auburn-haired bride Lisa kiss lovingly.
Big smile, everyone. Come on, you love each other. Smile, Grandma.
Family photos.
Having fun.
Reuben and Lisa are lifted up on chairs. Sandy slips over while dancing vigorously.
Hello, everybody. I'm Stan Andersky, Reuben's boss. Thank you. You're very kind. Now, Reuben's not the sort of fellow to brag about his own success, so I'm going to do it for him. The fact is, this young man here is the best risk assessment expert in this whole mishigas we call the insurance business. Irving, Vivian, you've raised a wonderful son. Let's hear it for him. Reuben, Lisa, let me just say.
They raise their glasses.
That I would insure your marriage any day of the week. Mazel, you two. Good things.
Reuben and Lisa share a kiss.
Oh, and Lisa, don't tire him out too bad on the honeymoon. I need this kid fresh when he gets back.
Sandy enjoys the joke.
Mazel, mazel. Good things.
You know what? The truth is, I've been waiting for this day my entire life. And about 4.5 years ago, I met a real estate agent named Lisa Kramer, who showed me an apartment, which I rented just so she'd go out with me.
I gave him a good price.
Yeah, not good enough. She's a killer. No, seriously. After about a month of dating, I knew she was the one. And I couldn't be happier that on this day that I've been dreaming about for so long, the woman I'm standing next to is you.
Touched by Reuben's speech, Lisa kisses her new husband, then hugs him tenderly. An aeroplane with twin propellers touches down on a small island surrounded by clear azure seas. A sign on an open-air arrivals lounge reads, Aeroport St. Bart's. palm trees next to the ocean, a large white hotel on the sand, a small green camellia perched in the rafters of a spacious honeymoon suite. Ruben carries Lisa over the threshold and the camellia drops into her lap. Ruben drops Lisa like a stone. Later, the couple are lying together on their fronts on the beach. Other bikini-clad, chilled-out couples stroll by.
How's your bruise?
It's okay. You know, it's a little sore.
A bruised thigh.
You know, they really should tell you if they're just gonna let Komodo dragons run loose around the hotel.
Really?
Ruben looks at his newspaper.
Oh! How about this one?
Let's see. Recently renovated colonial in Montclair, 3-bedroom. Sweetie, remember? We took a virtual tour of this one on the internet. It was perfect, but just a little pricey.
Oh, right, right. That's right. It's probably off the market anyway.
Why do you say that?
Because I bought it.
Lisa stares at him.
What?
I bought it!
She's open-mouthed.
I'm in shock. I mean, you don't do things like that.
You love it, right? You love that.
Yes, I do, but Ruby.
We have a house.
Oh, my God, we have a house, honey.
Hi, hello. How's it going?
A hunky naked dude.
It's going great. Thank you.
So as you gang are new to the island, I want to come and have a meet with you. I'll show you my boat. That is my boat there on the sandbar.
It's very,
She eyes him.
Big.
Yeah, it's pretty good size. It's good size. So? Tell me true, are you guys for scuba?
What does that mean?
I'm like the unofficial scuba king of St. Bart, so if you are for scuba, I take you out on the boat, I show you the coral reef, and we have kind of like a scuba party.
You know, that sounds great, but we're not certified, so we're gonna have to pass.
That is no biggie. I get to resort certified, couple of hours.
Oh, I have always wanted to try it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Good, my name is Claude. What is you guys' name?
My name is Ruben, this is my wife Lisa.
Ruben, I am here all after. All right, au revoir, Ruben. Lisa, solid?
Solid.
Claude moves on.
Hi, hello. How's it going? No!
Ruben and Lisa walk along the beach to where Claude's boat, the reef dancer, is moored. Claude waves some flippers.
Ruben, Lisa!
Hey.
Hi!
Hello!
Isn't this exciting?
It is. It's fun. You know what? I think I'm gonna skip the scuba diving.
Ruben, no, you called 8 hotels. They all said that this guy was the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy. And...
Oh, no, your stomach's acting funny.
It's but I think it might, you know how it gets, you know? So why don't you go?
Lana, honey, I'm not gonna go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go, okay?
No.
It'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, all right?
I love you.
I love you too.
Claude strolls over in a pair of tight-fitting trunks.
Okay.
Lisa goes to meet him.
You're not for scuba, Ruben.
No, Claude. I'm gonna go run some errands in town. But you guys go. You have fun. Can I talk to you for a second, though?
Of course.
Ruben winks at Lisa and takes Claude aside.
This woman means more to me than anything else in the world. So be careful, all right? Because scuba can be very dangerous if the proper precautions aren't taken.
Ruben, look to me in my eyeball. I promise you, I take care of Lisa as if she were my own flesh and blood.
Thank you.
Okay?
Okay.
Solid.
Okay, solid.
Okay.
They shake on it. Claude goes over to Lisa.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah, so is there kind of a little boat that comes...
Are you?
Over
the... Claude picks Lisa up in his arms. Ruben laughs along.
Au revoir, Ruben.
Bye-bye, honey, I love you.
I love you.
Good job.
Ruben waves and walks away. Returning to the hotel suite with some shopping bags, he makes some preparations for Lisa's return, placing a fresh lobster on a wicker tray and sprinkling rose petals around. Later, Ruben jogs along the beach to meet Lisa at Claude's boat with a bottle of champagne and 2 glasses.
Lisa! Claude!
The boat looks deserted.
Guys! Hello!
Ruben climbs aboard.
Lisa!
Ruben peers around, then looks into the cabin.
Knock, knock!
His face falls.
Oh, my God.
Claude and Lisa are making love with their flippers on.
Oh, my God!
Holy shit, Ruben. This is not what it looked like.
You're staying on the island with Claude?
I'm a little confused right now, Ruben. I think I need a little time just to figure things out.
What did you do to her? Did you mess around with her oxygen tanks or something?
I did nothing, Ruben.
My name is not Ruben! It is Ruben!
Look, we had a scuba, we talk about life, we drink some white wine. We cannot help it. It is like love at first sight. She make like the fire in my trouser.
What he's trying to say, Ruben, is that we didn't plan it, Ben. It happened.
It's like the story of the hippo.
I'm not familiar with that story.
The hippopotamus, he is not one going, cool bean, I am a hippo. No way, Jose. So he tried to paint the stripe on himself to be like the zebra, but he fooled no one. Then he tried to put the spot on his skin to be like the leopard. But everyone knows he is a hippo. So at certain point, he look himself in the mirror, and he just say, hey, I am a hippopotamus, and there is nothing I can do about it. And as soon as he accepts this, he live life happy. Happy as a hippo. You understand?
Ruben nods, then snarls.
I'm gonna kill you!
Ruben, no, Ruben!
Claude gets him in the headlock.
Ruben, this is not the way.
Claude and Lisa watch Ruben throw his cases into a Jeep.
You're gonna be fine, Ruben.
No, I'm not gonna be fine. I'm not gonna be fine at all. And I'm telling you, don't come back to me when you change your mind, because this ship has sailed.
Ruben throws the Jeep into reverse and disappears down a slope. Ruben sits miserably in the back of Claude's moped with his arms wrapped around Claude's muscly midriff and his case tied up front. They pass a sign. Aéroport St. Bart's, 2.6 kilometers. Ruben gets back to his New York apartment, switches on the light and closes the door. He sadly wheels his suitcase through the lounge, which is littered with partially unwrapped wedding gifts. Dressed in his pajamas, Ruben lifts up a storage cabinet lid that doubles as a window seat and, putting a teddy bear to one side, starts to stow away the rows of neatly stacked, color-coordinated cushions that are arranged on the bed. In bed, Ruben leans over and puts a framed photo of Lisa face down on the bedside table before switching off the light and settling down for the night.
Hey, Rube.
Cheryl.
Hey.
Two suited colleagues look uncomfortable as Ruben approaches. He stops and looks back at his hushed workplace. Ruben heads into his office and finds a gift basket with a Dating for Dummies book in it.
What?
And a big greeting card with Hang in there on the front. Ruben's plump secretary comes in.
How does everyone know about this?
Your mother called Mr. Andersky and told him what happened. I am so sorry, Ruben.
Thanks, Gladys.
She hugs him.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
I know.
Okay.
Ruben's boss practices putting in his office.
Hey, there he is. The big man's back.
Hey.
Rube, come on in here. I want to spitball something with you.
All right, can you give me a minute, Stan? I'm just going to run to the men's room.
Stan puts down his club.
I'll join you.
In the loo.
I heard about your honeymoon. Just terrible. I knew that girl was a slut the second I met her.
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of complicated. I mean, it's,
hey,
you know.
Don't make excuses. She's a dime store hooker and she always will be. Just put it behind you. Speaking of which, you ever hear of a guy named Leland Van Loo?
Leland Van Loo, yeah. Australian guy, right? Was on the cover of Forbes last year?
Exactly. Yeah, he started one of those high-tech modem scrotum. God only knows what they do companies anyway.
Jesus Christ.
They want to take the company public, and if he wants to remain the CEO of a publicly held company, guess what he needs?
Life insurance.
Bingo was his name.
All right, you want me to check him out?
Yeah. I just want to catch.
Yeah?
This Van Loo has a reputation as a cowboy. Apparently, he's one of these extreme sports nuts. So, it's a long shot, but if you can pull this thing together, might be a lot of dough in it for us. Maybe a little extra bonus for you, helping with those house payments.
All right, well, let's make sure he checks out first. And
you see, this is why you're the only one I can trust with these jobs. I was worried that you've been through hell and back with that a wife of yours. You sure you don't need some more time off?
Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Absolutely sure?
Yeah, no, fine. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, good things.
Stan slaps Ruben on the butt as he goes. Night. Ruben pulls up to a large, white, detached house in his sleek silver car. There's a sold sign in the front garden. Ruben gets out of his car and is approaching the shadowy property when a guard in an Allied response car shines a torch on him.
Excuse me. This is private property. Oh, yeah. No, I know. I just bought this house.
I move in next month.
Oh, sure, Mr. Pfeiffer, right?
Pfeffer. Yeah, but you can just call me Reuben.
Okay, then. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Thanks.
Sorry about your wife, Reuben.
Reuben watches the security guard drive away. At his apartment, Reuben watches the wedding video.
First of all, I just want to say thank you to everybody for coming out. And this has just been an incredible day and night. And it's just so great to see all these people as friends and family. And to tell you the truth, I've been waiting for this day my entire life.
He pauses the video and opens the door to Sandy.
I'm so sorry, Reuben.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Sandy.
Whatever you need, I'm here for you, brother.
Thank you.
We're rolling.
Hey, sound speed.
What the hell is this?
Hey, you remember Dustin and Vic?
They're doing the E! True Hollywood story on me.
Right.
Hey, sorry about your wife.
A two-man film crew.
Sandy, do you want us over here?
Put her over by the table.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Reuben fetches the cameraman some mustard.
Is this better?
Yeah, thanks. Look, you can forget it. I'm not going to a party.
What do you think is going to happen? Lisa's going to come waltzing through that door saying she made a mistake?
No, of course not. I'm trying to make sense out of what the hell she did.
I mean, what can I say? You're my best friend.
Oh.
You're my partner.
Hold on. Let me see something here.
You're my wife. Man, it feels good to say that. You're my wife. Man, it feels good to say that.
Sandy pauses the wedding video on Lisa's face and sits back.
Check out her expression. She's terrified.
Two-man crew, Vic and Dustin, check out Lisa's slight grimace.
She's smiling.
I'm a student of acting. Reuben, she's faking it. The woman got spooked. She needed to explore, which is exactly what you're going to do. You've been given the gift of freedom. Don't turn your back on that.
I don't want freedom, Sandy. I want to be married. I bought a goddamn house. I got to move out of this apartment in like 6 weeks.
Lisa laughs on the video.
Look at her.
I couldn't be happier than
her. She's not thinking about having a deep, committed relationship with a complex individual like yourself.
Reuben sits forward and watches the video.
She's not.
No, she's daydreaming about having hot, shallow sex with a French nudist. Oh, I'm hugging. Oh, I love you so much. Liar!
In a lift.
So whose party is this again?
It's an art opening for this Dutch guy, Joost. His art sucks. Piece of some really good pot.
Other people in the lift look uncomfortable.
Oh, man, I'm so friggin' horny.
Reuben and Sandy walk into the gallery space, which features cool plastic sculptures with cartoon bunny heads.
Look, just don't leave me alone, okay? I haven't been to a party by myself in a long time.
Yeah, relax. I'm your wingman. I'll be right by your side the whole time.
So what do? We, like, get a drink, take a lap around the...
Sandy has sloped off.
Sandy?
Reuben shrugs helplessly. A slim, pretty waitress with her long brown hair tied back is admiring the art. She spots a guest with a half-empty glass of white wine and absent-mindedly tops it up with red.
More wine?
Sure.
A blonde fellow waitress comes up.
Thank you.
This party is so boring and there are no cute guys here.
I haven't noticed. I'm appreciating the art. I'm not looking for cute guys.
Has he sworn off men since he dumped your boyfriend?
It was not my boyfriend. We went out for like 3 days.
It was 2 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Reuben accidentally backs into one of the tall bunny sculptures, which falls onto a floor cushion. The waitresses look over.
I hope you don't have to buy that now.
They watch Reuben struggling to get the statue back up onto its face, which is like a large doll's leg. Reuben waves away a waiter offering a canapé.
Oh my god! I think I know that guy.
Reuben rings a bell on the wall to call the lift and is waiting for it when the pretty brown-haired waitress approaches him.
Reuben? You're Reuben Pfeffer, right?
Yes.
Polly! Prince, we went to junior high or middle school or whatever it's called together.
Yeah, Polly Prince.
Yes.
No, it's coming back to me now. You left before high school.
Yeah, after seventh grade, right. My mom and I, we moved to Michigan.
And now you live here in New York?
Yeah, moved here a few months ago.
Yeah.
So, it's, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
The blonde waitress suggestively runs her fingers up and down a baguette.
Friend of yours?
Yeah, that's Roxanne. She does that with bread, wine bottles, and anyway. So what's your deal? You gotta be married with kids and the whole thing.
No, I'm not. I'm single. Yeah, I haven't taken the plunge.
Oh.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, hey, Sandy. It's Polly Prince. Remember from middle school?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, wow. Okay. Sandy Lyle, last time I saw you, you were playing bagpipes in that movie.
Cockatiers. Yep, that's me.
Oh, Polly, can I have a word with you?
Yeah. Sorry.
Polly's boss guides her away.
What happened? Hey,
but Reuben, I'm in a situation here. We have to leave now.
Well, no, can we stay a couple more minutes?
But dude, no, this is serious. I just sharted.
I don't know what that means.
I tried to fart and a little shit came out. I just sharted. All right, now let's go.
Sandy stares urgently at Reuben.
You're the most disgusting person I've ever met in my life.
You have to walk around and pour wine. Mm. Polly, focus for 1 second, okay?
Sandy hobbles to the lift.
So, hey, guy, I gotta go circulate. So, Sandy, you're good, though? You're still acting?
I am. Yeah, it's going incredibly well. I'm actually headlining a new revival, Jesus Christ Superstar.
That's great. Yeah. Well, it's really good seeing you guys.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, see ya.
All right, bye, Polly.
Be good.
Bye. Oh, more wine?
Polly Prince. Funny, huh? Seeing her.
Are you okay?
As Polly bends over, they spot a large tattoo on her lower back.
She looks good.
Let it ride!
Sandy and Reuben shoot hoops.
So I did a lot of thinking last night, and there's something I'm pretty excited about.
What's up? Nice. Let it ride!
Sandy fails to score.
Well, I feel like I might be ready to move on. You know, get my life back on track. So, I'm going to ask Polly Prince on a date.
Oh, that's a mistake. She's not right for you, dude.
Sandy swings his hips.
Rain dance!
Hey, you guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
Douchebags bring your A game?
What was that?
I'm just messing with you, Sasquatch. Let's get it on.
Reuben and Sandy take on the birdie duo. Sandy hogs the ball and misses every basket.
Rain dance!
Sandy, come on! Sandy! Sandy! Sandy!
White chocolate!
Sandy!
I'm burning. My lungs are burning. Time out. Time out.
So why do you think Polly's so wrong for me?
You don't even know this girl, Reuben. You haven't seen her since seventh grade.
How different could she be? I mean, she was a senior delegate at the Model UN. She was in the chess club, a math leaf. I mean, her yearbook stats are really impressive.
Did she have a tattoo on her back?
Yeah, so what?
Mathletes don't wear body art like that. Enough said. Ball in!
I really feel like I ran into Polly for a reason. Really? I mean, I'm sorry if you don't agree, Sandy, but I happen to believe in a little thing called destiny.
One of their opponents strips off his shirt and puts on goggles.
You guys ready?
He's fat and hairy.
You know what? Do you think maybe you could put your shirt back on?
You guys ready to play?
Reuben is marking this sweaty t-shirtless guy, but keeps his distance, allowing the guy to score.
Good shot.
Hey, can I have the ball for a second? Can I have the ball for a second?
Reuben wipes the ball down on his trousers. Unopposed, the sweaty guy scores again. Reuben approaches Sandy.
Hey, you know what? Can we switch?
Oh, I'd rather not, dude. I just found out how to this man right here. Okay?
Oh, let's play.
Reuben is marking the shirtless man. As the guy leaps to shoot, his sweaty chest rubs up and down Reuben's face. In slow motion, Reuben backs away, screwing up his face in disgust. Spittle flies out of his mouth as he shakes the sweat off his face. Reuben's on the phone at home.
Yes, can I get the number for a Polly Prince, please? Prince with a P. Okay, great. And can I get the address as well?
Reuben stands in his tidy kitchen area with his mobile phone, psyching himself up to make the call. He goes for it. Reuben drops the phone on the counter and shakes his head. Polly's name flashes up on the phone.
Oh, shit!
Hi, this is Reuben.
No!
I'm
no!
ready to get to the phone right now.
No!
But please leave a detailed message after me. If you're calling for...
He rips the machine's wires out of the wall and throws it across the room, then looks a little unsettled. The tall apartment blocks of New York's Lower East Side, a large deli on a corner with a green awning. Reuben's loitering outside a closed shop with graffiti-covered shutters. He checks his watch. Reuben ducks behind a lamppost as Polly comes striding along the other side of the street, casually in a suede jacket, jeans and a woolly hat, and carrying a shopping bag. She kneels in front of an apartment door to search for keys in her handbag and drops a chocolate bar she's holding between her teeth onto the pavement. Reuben winces as he watches her pick up the chocolate bar, dust it off, and pop it back into her mouth. Reuben walks quickly across the street and strides casually towards Polly with his phone to his ear.
Polly? Gladys, I gotta call you back.
Reuben?
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. This is so funny. I didn't know you lived down here.
Yeah, I do. Hey, do you live around here too?
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't live in down here.
Hey. Did you call me last night?
No, I don't think so.
Are you sure? Because I got a hang-up, so I did that star 69 thingy, and I swore I got your answering machine.
Really? You know, I heard that from a few people, so maybe phone lines got crossed or something. What are you doing, some shopping?
Oh, yeah. I spent like $200 on this loofah.
Mm.
And it's supposed to be like specially made in Sweden or something.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Would you like to go to dinner sometime?
Oh. Oh, yeah. Okay. You know, I'm not sure.
Okay. Really?
I mean, I would. I'd like to. It'd be great to catch up on stuff and all that. I gotta check my schedule.
All right. Well, so, you know what? How about I'll give you my card? Here you go. Yeah.
Okay. Ah.
And on the back, I've written my home and my cell number, so there's also a fax number.
Right on.
And there's a pager number, too.
Reuben Pfeffer, Senior Risk Assessment Analyst.
Right. Analyst.
Analyst.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
She turns away and puts her key in the door. Smiling, she disappears inside, then pops her hand back out to grab her keys.
See ya.
See you later.
In his office, Reuben talks on a telephone headset whilst filling out a risk assessment form on his computer.
Leland Van Loo's office. This is Deborah.
Hey, Deborah. It's Reuben Pfeffer from Andursky & Sons calling for Mr. Van Loo.
Ah, right. The insurance man. I'm afraid Leland's in the hospital. He got bit while swimming with great whites last week.
I'm sorry? Swimming with who?
Great white sharks. But don't worry. It was only a flesh wound.
Reuben adds swims with sharks to his form.
Gladys?
He's due in Los Angeles next week. Should I set something up for then?
Okay, you know what, Deborah, could you hang on 1 second, please?
No worries.
Reuben Pfeffer.
Hi, Reuben, it's Polly Prince.
Oh, hey, Polly. How's it going?
Good. I'm just calling to say that I'm free tomorrow night if you want to get together.
Yeah, I would love to get together. That'd be great. Should I pick a restaurant or...
Oh, no. You know what? I should probably just check my schedule, see if I can even do it.
Okay. Did you say you were free?
No, I'm actually not sure. But okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hello? Okay, hello? Hello? Polly?
1, 2, 3, and...
Reuben ambles into a community theater center. Sandy's on stage with a group of other actors. A fellow actor, One Suck, steps up to the front to sing, and Sandy jumps in with a solo instead.
Why should you wanna know? Don't you mind about the future?
Sandy steps up to the front.
Don't you try to think ahead.
Sandy?
Save tomorrow for tomorrow.
The directors are mystified.
Think about today instead.
Sandy?
What?
I'm playing Jesus. That's my song.
I know it's your song, but I felt something and I decided to go with it.
But you're playing Judas.
Judas. All right, look, here's the deal. I'm the star of the show, okay? So if I decide to bust out a solo, do me a favor and give me the freedom to rock out. From the top, okay, Wonsuck?
So the play's going well.
I think it's going to be fun. I mean, I suppose it wouldn't surround me with a bunch of amateurs.
Uh-huh. Isn't that, like, the point of community theater?
Yeah, whatever, Reuben.
So I'm going on a date with Polly.
All right, where are you taking her?
I don't know, some restaurant in the East Village. Just left the address on my machine.
Walking down the street.
How could you let Polly pick the restaurant?
Well, I had no choice. She called me like 7 times to confirm and then cancel and then confirm again. Why? What's wrong with letting her pick the place?
You got irritable bowel syndrome, dude?
If you chose an ethnic restaurant, you're gonna be running to the bathroom every 5 seconds.
Oh my God, you're right.
They stopped for pizza.
Thank you. Yeah, I doubt it'll get this far, but she turns out to be easier than I thought. There's something you need to know.
I'm not a virgin, Sandy.
Oh, not technically, but times have changed since you were last single. Now listen.
He seasons his pizza.
When I'm making out with a girl for the first time, I like to give her a little spanking.
What? Nothing violent. You just tap her real light right on the tushy and say, hey, I'm your daddy. I'm your daddy.
Listen to me. What are you doing?
I'm blotting the grease.
It's the best part. Let me see that. Listen, don't be shy. It's this little tap. It's like saying, boop, I'm your daddy.
I'm not gonna tap her.
Brings him right back to childhood. Trust me, they're putting in your hands after that.
I gotta tell you, I'm really excited about this.
Really?
I feel like this could be one of those defining moments of my life or something, you know?
Yeah, I actually think it's not gonna work out, but I'm pulling for your Rube.
He munches pizza.
Pray to God she doesn't go ethnic.
Place didn't sound ethnic.
What was the name?
Al Hafez.
Polly and Ruben eat Moroccan food from one big dish with their fingers.
So, when did you live in Morocco?
Oh, in the late 90s. I kind of bounced around to a bunch of different places over the past few years.
Oh, yeah? Like where?
Oh, God, where? Let's see. Austin, Istanbul, Sri Lanka, Portland, Costa Rica, Buffalo, a couple other places.
Wow, were you in the Peace Corps?
No, I just like to move a lot. You know, I kind of get stir crazy if I'm stuck in one place for too long. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, completely. No, remember you were the person who...
Oh, my God, I can't believe you remember that.
Oh, of course. You were like the greatest delegate in Model UN history.
I guess I did manage to pass a few resolutions. Are you okay? Because you're sweating pretty profusely.
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I always react this way to spicy food.
Okay.
Yeah, but I love it.
God, you know, I can't believe you're not married. I mean, even when we were kids, I always saw you as that guy that would settle down at a young age, you know? You were always kind of like an old, young guy.
Yeah, well, it just hasn't happened. But what about you? You ever gotten close, or?
Oh, to the whole marriage thing? Oh, God, no, no way. No, yeah, no, 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 no. I'm not really big on the whole long-term commitment thing.
Why, are you coming out of a bad relationship, or?
No, I'm kind of coming out of, like, 8 bad relationships.
8?
You sure I can't get you a towel or something?
No, I'm good. But I mean, if the right person came along, things might be different, right?
Oh, yeah. You're probably right.
Sorry. Hey, you mind if I go to the men's room?
Please. Okay. Sure.
Oh, he hits his head on a lamp, then hurries to a single cubicle in the men's.
Occupied. I'm gonna be here all night, dude.
Ruben leaves. Later, he walks Polly home.
All right, well, this is me.
Great.
Why don't you come upstairs and I'll make you some coffee or tea.
Okay.
Just gotta find my keys here.
As she kneels down to go through her bag, Ruben clutches his stomach.
Right there, I hear him.
He doubles over before straightening up again.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, wow. This is great. It's so cozy.
Thanks.
Did you just move in, or?
No, been here about 4 months.
Uh-huh. Ah! Rat! Rat in the house!
Oh, no. This is Rodolfo. He's a ferret. Oh. I got him in Sicily at a flea market years ago. He's old. He can't really see anymore.
Oh. Cute. Hey, you mind if I use your bathroom?
Oh, sure.
Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, actually, that's not the bathroom. It's my bathroom's right here.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, because I just had a lot to drink, a lot of water.
Okay.
I'll just be a second.
Oh.
Polly fills the kettle from the tap. Ruben sits on the toilet with his trousers round his ankles. Ruben's embarrassed. Rodolfo scuttles in under the door. Ruben draws back.
Go away. Go away.
Rodolfo chews Ruben's belt. Ruben switches the bath tap on to disguise the sounds he's making. In the kitchen area, Polly looks up as she hears the bath tap come on. Ruben reaches for some toilet roll. There's only a scrap left.
Oh, no.
Polly watches steam coming out from under the bathroom door. Sitting on the loo, Ruben searches around the bathroom for a toilet paper substitute. He considers cotton wool balls and a Tampax, then sifts through his jacket pockets, all to no avail. His eyes are light on Rodolfo's furry back, but he shakes his head dismissively. He then spies a thin cotton hand towel with flowers embroidered on it, and tentatively pulls it off the handrail. Polly hovers outside the bathroom door, debating whether to knock. She looks relieved as she hears the chain flush. The hand towel won't flush down.
Oh God, I beg you, please. If you make this water go down, I will suck your feet, and I will serve you for all of eternity. Adopt some Somalian kid, or I'll work in Calcutta, or I'll just please bring the water. No.
Water floods out of the toilet bowl onto the floor. In a panic, Ruben spies Polly's new loofah. Lily opens the bathroom door and finds Reuben standing on the side of the bath with his trousers down, using her loofah as a toilet brush.
Oh my god!
Molly sees Reuben out. He has the loofah.
This was fun.
Yes. If I had known your grandmother had embroidered that towel, I would have never...
Oh, really? You know what? That's okay.
Okay. Well, good night, Polly.
Good night, Reuben.
Good night.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well,
okay. All right. That's nice. Okay. So...
Dude, why would you make number two in her apartment?
She asked me to come upstairs. I mean, what should I have done?
Tell her you're tired and shag ass out of there.
Guys.
The actors pipe down.
What was that?
I called her to apologize. But it doesn't really matter because I doubt she'll ever want to see me again. You know what? I got to call you back.
Cool.
Mr. Van Loo.
Pfeffer?
Yes. Hi, Reuben Pfeffer. I recognize you from the Forbes cover.
Yo, why early sport? Come on, then. Get in.
Is this in the service elevator?
Yeah. I don't think we'll have a problem with this insurance business. Sure, I take chances, but you can't build a successful business without the occasional risk.
Oh, of course. What I'm trying to determine are the kinds of risks you actually do take.
I only take the calculated ones. Trust me, I plan on being around for ages yet.
Well, I know we'd really love to give you a policy if we can make it work.
We'll make it work, sport.
Great. So, what are we doing on the roof?
I'm just going to do a bit of a base jump. Here. Keep the walkie on channel 13, all right?
He takes off his jacket.
I don't know what you're talking about.
A base jump, a free fall from an inanimate object. Always carry me chute in case I find a good launching point.
Oh, no. All right. Look, just do anything, all right? Reuben Pfeffer.
Hey, Reuben, it's Polly Prince.
Hey, Polly, how's it going?
I'll give you a shout when I'm through, all right?
Yeah, no. Not all right. Polly, can I call you back in a second?
Hey, okay, I just wanted to tell you, I got your message, and you know what? Let's just start over and forget about that whole loofah thing.
Oh, shit! No!
Leland jumps off the roof.
Holy shit!
I didn't like that loofah.
Relax, Leland's meeting with the insurance guy right now.
Leland drops past the window where his execs are meeting. Reuben watches Leland's parachute open just as he falls into a tree.
Oh, crap! Oh,
I'll
shit!
I'll in the next few days. Bye!
Leland to Pfeffer, Leland to Pfeffer. You there, mate?
Yes, Pfeffer, to Leland, hello?
Come on down and give us a hand. I think I might have fracked me coccyx.
Polly and Reuben at a table in an Indian restaurant. A cross-legged musician plays sitar.
Oh, look at that. You've got me a new loofah.
Yeah, it's from Finland, and the salesman said it has a very ergonomic design, so...
Oh, Reuben, that's really... Thank you. It's really sweet.
Oh, my God. I don't believe this!
Oh, what are you doing here?
We're having an early supper. I wanted your father to try new cuisines.
Really? It's only 3 o'clock.
It's a crime to beat the dinner crowds, who? Is this young woman?
This is Polly Prince. Polly, these are my parents.
No.
Irving and Vivian Pfeffer.
Polly, it's so good meeting you.
How are you?
I can't believe you're eating Indian. You hate spicy food.
No, I don't, Mom.
He shrugs at Polly.
Well, I'm gonna ask this nice Native American man to get us a bigger table.
Okay. They're Indian. You can call them Indian. It's okay.
Hi. Need big table, please. 4 people. Many thanks.
Vivian bows to the mystified waiter.
Okay.
Now, how do you kids know each other?
I told you, Mom. We went to middle school together. We were both delegates in the...
Oh, you still work in government, honey?
No. No. I'm a waitress.
Mmm.
She's also writing a children's book.
Oh, very nice. Mm-hmm. Rue, you'll never guess who I ran into yesterday.
Who's that?
Lisa's mother.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Hey, Dad, did you try this, what is this stuff called?
Sog.
Sog. Did you try this?
Apparently, Lisa is doing wonderfully down there in St. Bart, selling villas, happy.
That's good for her.
Now, who is Lisa?
No, not important.
Lisa's Reuben's wife. Mm. She left him for another man on their honeymoon.
Oh.
Are we ready for the check? I think we'll take the check.
Reuben's dad frowns.
What? Well, you know, your dad seems really nice.
Yes, a man of few words.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I was going to tell you about Lisa. I just, I was embarrassed, and I guess because I hadn't seen you for so long.
It's so okay. I understand.
No, I was an idiot. I should have just told you the truth right from the start.
Reuben, I'm not upset. But when did this happen?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago? Oh, my God. Are you okay?
Well, it was a pretty big shock. I walked in on her, on Lisa, with scuba instructor on the first day of our honeymoon, so.
Molly shakes her head.
They were still wearing their flippers. Anyway.
Yeah.
Polly gives him a comforting hug. Reuben gets home from work and listens to a message on a new answer phone.
Hey, Reuben, it's Polly. Prince, I don't know if you have any plans tonight, but if not, you should swing by 37 Gansevoort Street around 9. If you can make it, you know, it's no big deal, but it could be fun, so, you know, think about it. Okay, so, I'll see you later. Hmm. Or not, I mean, either way. And, oh, if you do come, you should wear comfortable shoes. That is, if you come. But you totally don't have to. I mean, I might not even be there.
Reuben walks towards a grungy warehouse space in a fresh pair of white trainers. Polly leads him down a corridor inside.
I'm so glad that you came.
Yeah, I wore my comfortable shoes, just like you said. So, what are we doing?
Reuben stops walking.
Oh, crap.
The warehouse space is filled with vibrant couples dancing the salsa to a live band.
It is the best underground salsa club in New York.
Yeah, you know, I'm not really a big dancer. I don't know.
Oh, come on. You know what? It's easier than it looks.
Whoa! Oh, okay.
There you go. Just feel it in your legs.
All right.
Okay. Ow!
Oh, sorry.
Okay,
sorry.
It's okay. Just step on my feet a little less than okay. That.
Polly shimmies up and down an awkward-looking Reuben, who's not quite sure what to do with his hands, then dances smoothly as he jigs about. She spins him and he collides with another couple. A tall, handsome man swoops up to Polly.
Hey, looking good, Pollyanna.
Oh, stop that. This is my friend Reuben.
Hey.
This is Avi.
Hey, you mind if I dance with a beautiful lady?
I guess not.
All right, thanks, man.
As Reuben is making his way off the dance floor, a woman while behind swaps him across the face with her hair. And it happens again. The DJ scratches while the band play. Polly dances expertly with Javier. Later, Reuben stands awkwardly on the dance floor watching Javier and Polly working through some sensual dance moves. With one leg wrapped around Javier's waist, Polly bends back and he leans over her. Reuben taps Polly politely on the shoulder.
Oh, what a mood.
Hey.
Hi!
I think I might take off.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you having a bad time?
No. I'm just not into this whole dirty dancing thing.
What do you mean, dirty dancing?
I saw that movie. I know that's what you and that Spaniard were doing.
Whoa, wait a minute. First of all, he's Cuban, and that wasn't dirty dancing. That was just salsa.
Okay, it's just I'm just really truthfully not the kind of guy that's ever going to be into these kind of clubs or anything.
Okay, Reuben, you know, then tell me, what kind of guy are you?
What kind of guy am I?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, up until now, you haven't exactly been the portrait of honesty. So just come clean, okay? Just tell me who you are.
I hate spicy food.
I knew it!
Yeah, I don't like it at all. I have a mild case of IBS and...
What is that?
Irritable bowel syndrome.
What?
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Oh, God.
Oh.
That's terrible. What else?
Look, the thing is, I assess risk for a living, so I know that I have a 0.013% chance of being hit by a car on my way home, or a 1 in 46,000 chance falling through a subway grate.
Really?
So I try to manage that risk by avoiding danger and having a plan and knowing what my next move is. And I guess you don't exactly live your life that way.
No, I do it. I do it a little differently.
Yeah, which is great, but I'm not gonna ever be a dirty dancer and I don't eat food with my hands and I really like you, but I just don't think this is gonna work out.
Polly looks him in the eye, nodding keenly. Later, they fall through her apartment door, locked in a passionate embrace.
I just have to go pee.
Okay.
Reuben switches on the lights and Polly flits into the bathroom. He walks across her eclectically decorated, colourful flat, running his fingers through his short dark hair, and looks up as he hears a tap running in the bathroom.
Just kidding!
Oh! Funny.
Reuben pulls off his blue jacket, flings it down onto the red counterpane and flops onto the bed. He unbuttons the top button of his white shirt, thinks for a moment, then unbuttons the second as well. Trying to look casual, he leans back on the bed, then thinks better of it and quickly fastens up the second button. He gazes at the closed bathroom door, then drops onto the carpet beside the bed and starts doing some press-ups. As Polly emerges, Reuben leaps back onto the bed.
Hey.
Polly's taken off her skirt and crawls on top of Reuben wearing a white vest top and tiny red shorts. Rodolfo sits up on his haunches and watches Reuben feeling his way down Polly's body. Ruben's palm hovers tentatively over Polly's bottom, then slaps down.
Ow! Did you just spank me?
No. I don't know.
Are you sure? Because I felt like you just swatted
me. No, I have a little crick in my wrist. You just felt that little, I was just, did you hear that?
Really?
Yeah, you hear that? Well, I got it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They kiss and roll over. Later, Ruben lies on his back under the covers. Polly sits up on top of him in her sheer vest.
Oh, wow, this is incredible. Oh, man. Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no!
No, you can't be done yet. Come on, Ruben, focus. You have to last at least 5 minutes here. 4 minutes, 27, 26, 25, 2 minutes, 20, 19, 18, 17. Come on, you can do it. 55, 54, 53, 52, 51. Oh, God! 50!
Ruben recovers himself. Polly smiles up at him.
50? Yeah, 50! Woo!
Let it rip!
The animal basketball court.
Tell you, I think I might end up marrying this woman.
Really? After one night?
Did you spank her?
Yeah, I tried, but I don't think she liked it.
Yeah, some women find it offensive.
Sandy's being filmed.
Iceman!
I did not sleep with him out of charity. Come on, you weren't interested till you found out his bone some other guy on their honeymoon. That's not it. He is a kind, decent, solid guy. Come on, I've never been with anybody like that. Still sounds like a charity boning.
Oh,
thank you.
Do you have to use the word bone every time?
I use it when it's appropriate.
Polly and Roxanne are working.
Have you ever heard of a guy shouting out 50 when he orgasms?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Polly's in Ruben's bedroom.
Okay, so throw pillows go in this cabinet here.
He opens the lid. Polly peers in.
Oh, you don't sleep on these?
No, they're decorative.
For who?
What do you mean?
I mean, you're the only one who sees them, but you don't sleep on them. Then you take them off the bed every night, put them in the box, take them out of the box, put them out in the... I just don't understand the point.
I don't know. I mean, Lisa thought they looked nice.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Ruben collects the cushions. Polly scratches the surface of one.
Yeah.
And carries it out of the room. Ruben grabs another brown cushion from the bed and plumps it up.
I see what the big deal is. Make the bed look nice.
Polly comes in with a big knife and plunges it into a cushion.
Hey! What are you doing? That's goose down.
I'm liberating you. Try it.
No, I'm not gonna.
Just one stab. Come on, see how you feel.
This is ridiculous.
Oh, not ridiculous.
It's not like driving a knife into a pillow is suddenly gonna make me feel...
He tries it.
Wow, that feels really good.
Huh? Right?
Yeah!
What did I tell
you? You know what? You're right.
Come on, bigger one.
What is the point of these things, really, right?
No point.
Ha! Ha!
Stupid!
Ha! Ha!
Feathers fly.
Ha! Ha! I mean, what am I, running a bed and breakfast?
Not anymore.
You know how many minutes a day I spend getting throw pillows on and off the bed?
How many?
4 minutes in the morning, 4 minutes at night. That's 8 minutes of my life. I figured it out. It's 56 minutes a week. That's nearly 2 days of my life a year I spend putting pillows on and off a stupid bed.
You hit mattress.
Oh, yeah.
Polly's on the phone at home.
You know what? I really gotta go. I'm late. Shoot.
What's wrong? Did you lose your keys again?
No, they're just not where I left them before.
Hey, why don't you use that key finder I bought you?
Ruben, I don't...
I think it could help.
...need the stupid key finder!
All right. Anyway, I was thinking I'd come meet you.
Really? I thought you hated dirty dancing clubs.
No, it's just salsa. It'll be fun. I'll watch. Hey, what's that noise?
Nothing.
It's the key finder, isn't it?
No, it's so not the key finder, okay?
Yes, it is.
It is not the key finder. I'll see you later. Bye.
Yes, it is.
She uses it to find them in the freezer. Ruben watches Polly dancing with Javier at the club. Javier is draped all over Polly, whose slender figure is shown off by a tight pair of jeans and a flimsy top. They dance smoochily. Ruben turns away and sinks a shot at the bar as Javier grabs Polly's behind and thrusts his hips. Ruben splashes cold water on his face in the men's. He's wiping his hands on a towel when Javier strolls in.
Hey, Ruby Tuesday. ¿Cómo estás?
Yeah, doing all right.
Annoyed, Ruben starts to walk out, then turns back to Javier.
You know what? Actually, me no estás too good, Javier.
Javier frowns.
I want you to stay away from Polly, all right? Find yourself another dance partner.
Why?
Why? Because she and I are a couple, all right?
Yeah, we're dating. And I'm not gonna let some big shot salsa king sweep in with your mambo moves and your Eric Estrada look and come in and try to take her away, because I've had that happen before and it's not gonna happen again.
Ruben, I'm gay.
Hey, I don't care what you...
I ain't homosexual. My boyfriend Hector, he plays the keyboards in the house band.
Oh.
Ruben nods open-mouthed.
Hey, you think maybe you could give me some salsa lessons?
In a dance studio with a long mirror, Javier grabs Ruben's wrist and shows him some preliminary salsa steps. Javier puts Ruben's hands around his waist and shimmies, then slaps Ruben around the face, encouraging Ruben to slap him back as part of a routine. Javier shows Ruben how to dip a partner, then gives him a playful slap on the behind. Night. Polly and Ruben are sitting on the bed in Polly's apartment. Ruben finishes reading her manuscript.
Huh?
Polly sits up.
You hated it.
No, I don't. It's just... it's very graphic for a children's book. You know, like, this one. The boy with a nub for an arm.
Well, that one has a moral. You know, to teach kids they gotta be careful when they're playing with fireworks.
Right. Yeah, no, and I think it's brilliant, by the way. Seriously, I mean, like, you really convey the pain and the fear, and I love the little doggy, too. But... and I don't mean this in a bad way.
Right.
Just, what were you thinking?
Ruben continues his dance lessons with Javier. Gaining a bit more confidence, he steps through some dance moves, then partners Javier around the space. Dressed casually, Polly gets strange looks from Ruben's colleagues as she takes him lunch. She eats Korean beef in Ruben's office as he shows her his computer program.
So anyway, so I put all the risks and rewards into the program.
Right.
Which helps me finalize my recommendation.
Leland Van Loo. Ooh, base jumping! That is supposed to be so much fun. That should be on the reward side.
It's one of the most dangerous activities a human being can do.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Have you done it?
Have I parachuted off the top of a building?
Uh-huh.
No.
No?
No.
So how do you know what it's like?
I don't.
Huh. Interesting. Hey, would you like some more bulgogi?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, thanks. I actually like this.
You do?
Yeah, it's good.
Later, he throws up.
Now you look like a pro racquetballer. How's that shirt fit, all right?
Yeah, it's fine. You know, I was thinking maybe we could just sit and talk. I'm not really a big racquetball player.
No worries, we'll just get up a bit of a sweat. Have a few giggles.
Ruben leaps out of the way as Leland throws himself around a squash court.
So I've been running the numbers!
Ruben gets a shot in.
And I gotta say, I'm looking too good for Warren.
Bollocks!
Ruben slams into the wall and rolls onto the floor.
It's not just the base jumping, it's the heli-skiing, the volcano losing, shark diving! Bottom line is, unless you drastically alter your lifestyle, we won't be able to insure you.
Ruben, I came to you for a reason. I was told that you had more imagination than any of the other blokes in the big firms. That you analyze the men and not just the numbers. I guess I was wrong.
Are you trying to manipulate me?
Of course I am, but I want to hold on to my company.
Leland serves, Ruben returns, and Leland runs into the back wall.
I tell you what, I'm gonna be in Nantucket at the end of the month. You'll come up and be my guest aboard the roof shooter.
Aboard the what?
My sailboat. I'll take you for a bit of a sail, give you a chance to really get to know me. And I guarantee you, by the end of the weekend, you'll know what a safe bet I really am.
Yeah, you know what? You're bleeding pretty bad.
Yeah, I think I've swallowed a tooth or something.
He pulls a bloody back tooth out of his gum.
Nah, got it. Your sir!
Polly and Ruben in a bar.
So I tell Leland we can't insure him. Mm-hmm. He responds by inviting me up to Nantucket for some death race sailing challenge.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we gotta go do that. I've never been to Nantucket.
You wanna come?
I would... well, can't... is that rude? Sorry, did I invite myself?
No, that'd be great. Okay, good. So you're actually gonna commit to something in advance.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Okay, yeah, I am. I think that would be really fun.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
What?
What are you doing?
I'm gonna have some nuts.
No, you don't eat mixed nuts at a bar. Everybody knows that.
What are you talking about?
Okay, let's say, conservatively, I don't know, 17 people eat these nuts on a given night, okay? If they've been here for even 2 weeks, we're talking about 238 people who've dipped their dirty hands into that bowl.
Dirty? Why are their hands dirty?
On average, only one out of every six people wash their hands when they go to the bathroom. Yeah, so when you think you're innocently eating a little bar snack, you're actually ingesting potentially deadly bacteria from about 39 soil-handed strangers. I mean, people wonder why they get E. coli poisoning or salmonella or hepatitis when all they gotta do is look at the snack bowl at their local watering hole.
Polly smiles.
I'm not being neurotic. It's an absolute hot zone in there.
Polly thoughtfully scratches her throat. Later, walking down the street together.
How could you have eaten those? I mean, I made such a compelling argument.
I like to live life on the edge.
Oh. He pulls her away from a grate.
Thank you.
Yeah, you never know.
Polly takes Ruben's hand and they go into the salsa club. They head onto the dance floor, removing their coats. Ruben's in a smart blue shirt and black trousers. Polly, a stunning red necklace dress.
Ruben, I mean, you don't have to do this. I don't care that you don't know how to dance.
Yeah, no, I thought I'd give it one last try. Hey, Javi.
Hey, Ruben. You ready?
Uh-huh.
What is happening?
Ruben undoes his top button and gestures to the band. Javier pushes Polly onto the floor. Ruben spins Polly into his arms and slaps her behind. The space has cleared around them on the dance floor. Polly's taken aback as Ruben minds slapping her around the face. Ruben pulls her towards him and wiggles his hips flamboyantly. Polly is a bit embarrassed. Javier, who's holding their coats and bags, smiles as Ruben runs his hands up and down Polly's thigh, gesturing that she's too hot to touch. Ruben spins Polly vigorously and she careers into the audience. Alone in the center of the dance floor, Ruben showcases some solo Latin moves. Polly steps forward worriedly as he bounces back on the stage. With the beginnings of a smile, Polly watches Ruben cutting loose in a Latin style. He strikes poses and then jigs backwards, shaking his trousers and howling. In slow motion, Polly claps her hands to her face and grins broadly as she watches an elated Ruben shimmying his shoulders with a beaming smile upon his face. She clasps her hands as he spins towards her and takes her in his arms. Ruben bends her backwards and shakes his head over her breasts before they both finish with a raised arm and a flourish. Polly applauds him in the crowd.
I don't even know where that...
It was just awesome. Holy shit.
Lisa's lying on the sofa, her suitcases on the floor nearby. She sits up and stares at them. Polly turns away.
What are you doing here?
I'm back.
Lisa gazes evenly at him.
Who's this?
Who's this? This is my girlfriend.
What?
This is...
You have a girlfriend? I'm not your girlfriend. I mean, I'm just kind of... Hi, I'm Polly. Lisa. Right.
Lisa's gaze flickers up to the ceiling. Polly turns awkwardly to Ruben.
So, yeah. You know, you guys probably have a lot to talk about.
No, no,
so
no. No. I don't want you to go.
That's okay. I don't... want to go. Bye, Lisa. Nice to meet you. Please,
I don't want you to go.
You gotta talk about it.
Polly heads off down the hall in the wrong direction. Ruben reluctantly closes the door. Polly's face falls as she walks away.
I don't understand. I mean, I thought you were really happy with Claude.
I was for a few weeks, but then all they ever talked about was scuba diving.
Really?
I missed you, Ruben.
I missed you too, but I mean, come on. What was I supposed to do? I moved on. I'm in a relationship.
What, with that Polly person?
Yeah.
She doesn't even call herself your girlfriend.
She just doesn't like the phrasing. She's...
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, then let me just ask you this. Are you really going to spend the rest of your life with her?
Ruben stares hard.
I don't know, Lisa.
Because I'm ready to do that with you, Ruben. I made a mistake, and I took you for granted. But I promise you that I will never, ever hurt you again.
She reaches out to him.
I love you, Ruben.
Ruben eyes her intently for a moment, then stands up.
You know what? I think you should go stay with your parents, okay? Because I gotta be out of here in a week.
What are you talking about? Where are you going?
Where am I going? I'm going into the house. Remember? The house that I bought for us to live in.
Well, then let's do it together. Let's go move into our house.
We can't just go. I can't.
He walks over to the front door.
I don't even know what to say right now, okay? So...
He opens the door and looks down.
Okay.
She gets her bags. Ruben's on the phone to Polly at work.
If you want to get back together with her, just let me
know. No, I'm not planning on getting back together with her. I wouldn't be seeing you if I was planning.
Cool,
I mean,
you know. You guys are married. She came back.
All right, Polly.
How's it coming with Herb Lazar, DDS?
Hello?
You know what? I haven't even gotten into it yet. I'm still working on Van Loo.
Wait a minute. I thought you decided on Van Loo 2 weeks ago. We're presenting to Aflac on Wednesday.
You know, Polly, can you hang on a second?
No, I kind of have to go.
Just hang on 1 second.
You better not be bonus hunting, Ruben.
Bonus hunting? Stan McMahon's career's on the line. I owe it to him to give him a thorough analysis.
All right. I'm going to Barbados with my mistress for the weekend. I'm this Van Loo thing settled by the time I get back, all right?
I am on it, and I'm going to make it happen.
Good things.
Good things.
Stan goes.
Holly? Oh,
damn.
Reuben opens his door.
Hey, pal.
Hey, Larry.
At least I dropped this off for you.
Oh.
A gift bag.
Thanks.
Reuben opens the gift in his apartment, surrounded by packing boxes. It's a framed copy of the newspaper ad for his apartment. A card reads, "Remember our first date? I miss you. L."
I met a real estate agent named Lisa Kramer, who showed me an apartment, which I rented, just so she'd go out with me.
I gave him a good price.
Yeah, not good enough. She's a killer.
Reuben sighs heavily. Reuben's in Sandy's flat on his laptop. There's a framed 80s movie poster on the wall for Crocodile Tears.
Yeah, I just can't believe she came back.
Can we please just focus for a second? I'm almost finished.
What's next?
Polly's career prospects.
Risky? She's writing a children's book where kids get maimed?
Yeah, see, I think her lack of career is actually a positive because she'd have more time to spend with the kids.
You're skewing the numbers in Polly's favor, Reuben. Why are we even doing this?
Because I'm confused, Sandy. I mean, my goddamn wife shows up on my doorstep wanting to get back together. Polly's freaking out. I just want to make sure I'm making the right decision.
Reuben does a risk comparison.
Yeah, I don't see how putting these two girls in the risk master is going to help you make up your mind.
The computer program works out that Polly presents the lowest risk.
Interesting.
What's that?
Polly.
Polly?
Yeah.
No way. You should just cut your losses and get back with Lisa.
Nah, I checked it like three times. The program says she's the safer choice.
Wow. Huh. By the way, dude, is your health okay? You're looking kind of thin.
Oh, no. Polly's been making me eat ethnic food, so I've been throwing up a lot lately.
Cool.
Polly Prince.
Reuben muses.
Polly Pfeffer. Polly Prince Pfeffer. Come on, you can't cancel. I thought you were so excited to go.
I know.
We Holly, fell but... in love with this funny little Bolivian mud hut.
So we had our designer use a similar color palette in here.
Hi, I'm sorry. I'm on the phone. Could you just please keep it...
Polly's client goes.
So also, you know what else? It's like I feel weird going away for the weekend. Your wife's just come back into town.
I don't know why you're making this into such a big deal.
I told you I'm not getting back together with her.
Okay.
So are you coming or not?
I'm coming.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Polly and Reuben are sitting on Leland's enormous two-masted sailing yacht, the Rue-Shooter, out at sea. Leland springs about on deck, trimming the sails and deftly stowing the ropes. Polly watches him and turns to Reuben with a wide smile. Later, Leland shows Polly how to steer the yacht as it curves through the relatively calm blue water. Reuben stands on deck and scans the horizon.
Storm clouds up ahead!
Nah, might just get a light gust and that's all, nothing to write home about.
The yacht plows through heavy seas, Reuben's in the cabin toilet.
Are you sure you're all right?
Oh no, I'm okay. I don't think I have my sea legs yet. I'll be out in a sec.
All right.
The boat rocks.
Oh, God.
Polly steadies herself and accidentally switches on Reuben's laptop. Reuben talks to himself.
So I know we haven't been seeing each other that long, but I really feel like... it's time we take things to the next level, and I'd like you to consider moving in with me.
Polly scans the risk comparison that Reuben has filled in on her and notes that she has a lower rating than Lisa. Reuben's still in the toilet.
Why don't we just move in together?
Polly stares at the computer screen. Leland is winching in a sail up on deck. He looks up at the sky.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have ourselves a castle.
Reuben spots Polly's ferret.
Hey, Polly! Oh my God, Rodolfo's in your toiletry kit! Did you know that? Did you pack him? Did he?
What is this? I mean, why am I in your computer with Riskmaster thingy and...
Okay, you know what? I can explain this, Polly.
I mean, what? No, it's fascinating. I learned a lot about myself. I've learned that I have no career, I'm flaky, I like ethnic food.
Polly, would you let me explain this? Lisa came back and I, you know, I've been trying to figure things out.
What are you figuring out, Reuben?
Just about us and our future.
Future? What are you talking about? What future? Reuben, come on. This is a fling. You know, come on. What did you think? We were going to get married?
Whoa. Maybe.
Oh. I was going to ask you to move in with me first.
Oh, my God. You expect me to move to the suburbs with you? Reuben, are you insane?
Why is that so crazy? People do that all the time. They have kids. They make plans. They get married. They buy houses.
You know what, though? That's you, Reuben. You do that, right? You, that's what you do. I don't live my life that way.
Is your lack of a plan that different than my plan?
I don't have a plan.
Yes, you do. You're on the non-plan plan.
I am not on a non-plan plan.
You are too. I've never met anybody more afraid of committing to anything. I mean, you were a senior delegate at the Model UN, Polly. What the hell happened to you?
They turn around as the boat crests a wave. Leland fights to keep control of the wheel.
Come on, you mother! You can do better than that!
Living my life, okay? I've been in good relationships and I've been in shitty ones and I've moved a lot and I've been happy and I've been sad and I've been lonely and that's what I've been doing, which is a lot more than I can say for Rico thinks he's gonna get the Ebola virus from a bowl of mixed nuts.
Those nuts have pee on them! It's common sense!
Oh, trust me, that is so far beyond common sense, Ruben.
The yacht pitches.
You don't understand what I grew up with. I had a mother who made me afraid of everything.
Okay, well, big deal, Reuben. My dad had a whole second family.
What?
Yeah, on Long Island. A wife and kids and a golden retriever.
A second family?
Whatever. Hey, you know what? I'm glad I saw that.
Polly.
I am, because you know what? I'm going to make this really easy for you, Reuben. I have no interest in getting married and moving to the suburbs. And obviously that's something that's really important to you. And so here's what I think your new plan should be. I think you should get back together with Lisa, move into your house, and move on with your life. And I think you guys will be really happy together.
How do you know it?
The yacht founders on some rocks. Reuben and Polly are in a rubber lifeboat with Leland.
You're not making my job any easier, Leland.
Ah, come on, Rube. Weather report said sunny skies.
Leland mans the lifeboat's oars as the yacht's mast sinks below the waves. Reuben gets back to his new house, switches on the lights and ambles into the lounge with his holdall over his shoulder. There are unpacked boxes all around and his mattress is propped up against the wall. Reuben starts to make up his bed with fresh sheets, but stops to stare pensively at the hole he made in the mattress whilst pillow stabbing with Polly. He gives her a call.
Hey, it's Polly. Prince, leave me a message, or call back, or not, you know, whatever. Okay, bye.
Hey, Polly, it's me. Listen, I would like to talk to you, all right? Because I feel really bad about what happened, and just give me a call on my cell phone, all right?
Sitting at his laptop in the dark, Reuben updates Leland's risk assessment file, adding reckless yachtsman. The conclusion is uninsurable.
Hello?
Hi, it's Lisa.
Oh, hey.
So, how's the house?
The house is, it's great. Yeah, it's big, but, you know, great.
Well, I can't wait to see it. Hey, did you get the gift I sent you?
Yeah, I did. Thanks.
I really want to see you, Reuben.
I don't know, Lisa. Let me think about it.
Reuben goes to see Sandy's play and meets Javier in the foyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take of Jesus Christ Superstar is about to begin.
Hey, Ruby Tuesday.
Avi.
Hey, como esta?
What are you doing here?
Hey, what else? Hector's playing keyboards in the band.
Ah.
I didn't figure you were a fan of musical theater.
Yeah, no, my friend Sandy Lyle is in the show. Hey, have you talked to Polly?
Well, she was upset, bro. Must have been some kind of fight, huh?
Yeah, I keep calling her up and she won't pick up the phone. I don't know, I was thinking about maybe dropping by tomorrow.
It's a bit too late, Papi. She's leaving town in about 2 hours.
What? Why? Where's she going?
I don't know. She said goodbye. That's it.
Hi.
Hey.
Sorry I'm late.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, Javi, this is Lisa, my wife.
Javier stares darkly at Reuben. Reuben and Lisa make their way to their seats in the main hall, which are next to Reuben's mum and dad. Reuben's dad, Irving, stands up with a bemused smile when he sees Lisa and steps aside for them to pass. Vivian looks tickled pink. Reuben sits with his mum as the lights go down.
Oh, I wish she was back. You're doing the right thing here, Rube.
Relax, Mom. I'm not promising anything.
It's very exciting.
Reuben gets a phone call as the band starts up.
Reuben Pepper?
Reuben Stan, change of plan. The meeting with Van Loo's board and the Affleck people's moved to 4.
4? I don't know if I can do that.
What the hell is wrong with you? Get your ass over here.
Good evening, folks. I'm Sandy Lyle, and I've got a very special announcement. Please note that in tonight's performance, in addition to playing the role of Judas, I'll be playing Jesus as well. Thank you very much, and enjoy the show.
Sandy, what are you doing? Wansuk is playing Jesus.
It's cool. I'm playing dual roles. Give me a crown, okay, Wansuk?
Screw you, Sandy. You're a has-been. No one even cares you were in that stupid movie.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit!
Sandy crashes through the set, wrestling Wansuk.
Dude, Ass is fighting me!
Reuben and his parents find Sandy in the hallway.
What just happened in there?
I'm a professional, Reuben, and I'm not going to put my reputation on the line for a group of freaking amateurs.
It's always the same story with you, huh, pal?
Irving steps up.
You did this one movie 100 years ago. From then on, you thought you were better than everybody else. Why don't you let go? Move on with your life. It's not about what happened in the past or what you think might happen in the future. It's about the ride, for Christ's sake. There's no point going through all this crap if you're not going to enjoy the ride. And you know what? When you least expect it, something great might come along. Something better than you even planned for.
Reuben listens thoughtfully to his father.
You were funny as hell playing those bagpipes, though. Did I ever tell you that?
I don't think I've ever heard you speak before, Mr. Pfeffer.
Irving steps away from Sandy, who's still in costume, and raises his eyebrows. Lisa comes up.
So, Ruby, we're gonna grab a bite after your work thingamajiggy?
No. Lisa, I shouldn't have asked you to come down here. I'm not getting back together with you.
She steps forward.
What are you talking about? But why?
Why? You screwed a scuba diving instructor on our honeymoon. I mean, what kind of cold, heartless bitch would do that to someone they love? I'd have to be an idiot to get back together with you after that. Oh, and by the way, I destroyed all your little throw pillows. Yeah, because throw pillows suck, okay? They serve no purpose. They're purely decorative.
That was incredible!
You're the one who told me I should get back together with her!
Reuben, whatever you do, don't ever take my advice again. Your dad totally put it in perspective for me. I was barely famous back then, and I'm never gonna be famous again.
What about your E! True Hollywood Story?
The E! Channel doesn't even know we're making this show.
What do you mean?
They're being filmed.
I hired Dustin Vic myself. And I was gonna try and sell it to the network when I'm done.
Dustin stops filming.
You mean you're doing an E! True Hollywood Story on yourself? Sandy, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I know. I'm such a loser.
They crack up laughing. Reuben hands Sandy his briefcase.
Look, I need you to do something for me that's really, really important. So you gotta promise me just this one time you won't screw it up.
Reuben. I'm your wingman. Whatever it is, I will not let you down.
You're Reuben's proxy? What the hell does that mean?
He's dealing with a personal situation, so he asked me to fill in. Relax. I'm a professional actor, and these dudes never know the difference.
I can't freaking believe this.
You're quiet, because I'm trying to prepare.
Stan watches suited Sandy sit down to study Reuben's notes.
I'm gonna vomit.
Reuben runs down the street past a car lot, heading for Polly's apartment on the Lower East Side. At Industrious Sons, Stan introduces Sandy to the meeting.
I am so sorry for the delay, folks, but one of our senior analysts, Reuben Pfeffer, had his spleen burst just a few moments ago, and,
That's not good. Is he gonna be all right?
Well, God willing, Leland. But anyway, be that as it may, we have Mr. Pfeffer's associate here, Mr. Sanford Lyle, who's been briefed on the case and will present Reuben's recommendations.
Thank you, Stanley.
At the head of the table, Sandy continues to clear his throat.
Just need a little bit of water.
Stan looks concerned. Sandy shifts in his chair. Executives on both sides of the long meeting table stare at him.
As you know, this is a highly complex case. Let me see here.
He looks through notes.
Yeah, on the plus side, Leland's blood pressure is pretty solid. And he's at a decent weight, and he looks pretty damn healthy, right? I mean, he's a sexy guy, right? And he is sexually active in the community.
Stan shuts his eyes. Reuben is still running towards Polly's. He leaps over a pile of bin bags, running into a passerby, and races into the road in front of a car. He sees Polly climb into a yellow taxi.
Polly!
JFK, please.
lights after the taxi as it drives away down the street, then slows up as it disappears around a corner. Ruben can't believe it. He covers his face for a moment, then doubles over to get his breath back, straightening up again with his hands on his hips. Frowning, Ruben spies a piece of pink line tied to the outer handle of Polly's apartment block door. He pushes open the door and finds Rodolfo on the other end of the line, wearing a little green sweater. Sandy at the meeting.
Let's not bullcrap each other. On paper, Van Loo is one of the riskiest sons of bitches alive.
But people, we cannot sum up a man's life with a bunch of numbers on a computer screen. All right, we all need to look into our hearts and go, do I think this dude is gonna die in a few years or not? Is old Leland here gonna fight off a man with the last name Reaper? First name, who goes by the last name Reaper? First name Grimm? Or will this base jumping?
Sandy gestures at Leland.
Crocodile wrestling! Shark diving! Volcano lugeing! Bear fighting! Snake wrangling! Motocross racing bastard die!
And the answer is no, friends. Which is why myself, Ruben Pfeffer, Stan, and all of us here at Enderby and Friends are willing to lay our asses on the line and proudly recommend that Leland Van Loo receive $50 million in life and health and automobile insurance for a duration no less than 20 years.
The Aflac executives stare at Sandy.
What do you think, guys?
One of the insurers pipes up.
Are you that kid from Crocodile Tears?
You're goddamn right I am.
I thought so. Impressive presentation. He's insured.
Yeah!
Congratulations.
Hey, bloody ripper!
Love ya, son.
Sandy's pleased. Ruben is walking down the street carrying Rodolfo when the key fob attached to Rodolfo's collar begins to bleep. Polly comes round the corner with her key finder.
Rodolfo, wait! I'm so sorry!
She and Ruben stare at each other. Polly strides along with Rodolfo on his lead.
Ruben, it's too late. I have to be on a plane in like 45 minutes.
I don't think you really want to leave here.
Oh, you have no idea what I want.
You left Rodolfo behind. Does that mean anything to you?
Rodolfo bumps into a bin.
Look, I made a mistake, all right? I should have never put you in the risk master. Truth is, no matter what happened on our honeymoon, you're much riskier than Lisa could ever be.
Yes, right. That's why it's not going to work out between us. Ruben, you are a nice, safe, conventional guy. Just, it's not going to work out.
I don't think that's who I really am.
It is, Ruben. That's okay.
What do I have to do to prove it to you, huh? Hey!
Huh? What? Oh, my God.
He goes to a nut vendor.
Hey, look! Look, I'm eating nuts!
She shrugs.
What the hell are you doing?
Those nuts aren't even dirty!
Hey.
Ruben grabs the vendor's grubby hand and shoves it into the nuts before taking a handful and approaching Polly.
Since we've been together, I've felt more uncomfortable, out of place, embarrassed, and just physically sick than I have in my entire life. But I couldn't have gone through all that. I couldn't have thrown up 19 times in 48 days if I wasn't in love with you.
He spills the nuts on the pavement by Rodolfo.
Maybe you're right. Maybe this is just a fling. But if you get on that plane and you go to Cincinnati or Tanzania or wherever you're going, we'll never know if it could have been something more.
He kneels down.
Oh, no. No, no, no. No. Oh, no. Yeah, no.
Ruben picks a nut off the pavement and eats it. Rodolfo sniffs at Ruben as he rubs another nut on the ground.
Oh,
please don't eat those.
Ruben looks into Polly's eyes and eats the dirty nut. Polly covers her mouth, but her expression softens. Ruben stands up, chewing vigorously, and gazes at her.
I don't want you to go away, Polly.
I'm not gonna marry you, Ruben.
I don't want to get married. I just want to take you to dinner. Sometime this week.
Polly gazes at Ruben. He swallows hard.
Can I pick the place?
He steps towards her and they kiss lovingly while Rodolfo chews on a nut. They draw apart and Polly smiles tenderly at Ruben. On St. Bart's, dressed in a sarong, Claude's looking for customers on the beach. He approaches Ruben and Polly.
Excuse me, aye, hello.
I see you two are new to the island. I want to come have a meet. Oh, my stars and stripes, Lubin!
Oh, my God! I cannot believe it is you!
This is Polly.
Hey, Polly. I am Claude.
Wow, hi!
So how's it going?
In truth, it has been a little bit tough noogies for me. Lisa, she broke my heart.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Ah, that is life, huh?
Well, you have to be like the hippo.
Exactly. Like the hippo. So, let me guess. You are here on honeymoon again? This is your beautiful bride?
Oh, no. We're just hanging out.
Oh, come on. It's a little more serious than that.
Well, yeah, no, I'm just saying we're not married.
Right. No, definitely not. But it's possible.
It is possible. We're taking things step by step, seeing how they work out.
Okay, I don't really understand what you are talking about, but any chance you are for scuba today?
You know what? Actually, we are for scuba.
No way, Jose.
Yes way, Jose. But we're going out with that guy. Hey, Leland! We'll be out there in a minute!
Leland waves from a yacht.
Ah, you know what? As long as you are for scuba, Lubin, I am happy.
Oh,
so, over, my good friend.
Okay, hey. Thank you for everything, Claude.
It's good to see you again. Goodbye, Polly. Goodbye.
Nice to meet you, Claude.
You as well.
Wow. Lubin looks content.
So you ready?
Let's do it!
Reuben and Polly stroll happily across the white sand, hand in hand. Reuben's left his trunks on the towel and strides down to the water, showing off his bare behind. Rodolfo sneaks out of Polly's bag and runs straight into a coconut tree. Framed by two palm trees, a distant view of Reuben and Polly kissing in the ocean. ITFC audio description by Lonnie Evans.